court on Teesside next month. His lawyer says he vehemently denies the charges. The jury in the Duane Yates murder trial have been told they can now deliver a majority verdict. 33-year-old Vincent Tabak denies murder but admits the manslaughter of his neighbour at her flat last Christmas. Reports of huge pay rises given to the bosses of Britain's top firms have been questioned by David Cameron and Ed Miliband. Research company Incomes Data Services says the average pay for a director in a FTSE 100 company is now just under £2.7 million. Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg gave his reaction to the figures.
These reports of these huge increases in top pay is just a slap in the face for millions of people just struggling to get by right now. I think many people on ordinary incomes will just hear the news today and think these chief executives are living on a, on another planet.
Lib Dem MP John Hemming says he's embarrassed after his estranged wife was given a suspended jail sentence for stealing a love rival's cat. Christine Hemming was caught on CCTV sneaking into Emily Cox's home and taking the kitten. And we feel most content with our lives at the age of 38. That's apparently the age when people feel most confident in social situations, like in bars, clubs and parties, according to the internet newspaper The Huffington Post. That's the latest. I'm Claire Gregory.
This is Phoenix FM.
Listening to Drive with Gabby. Sorry about that little silence there. All of a sudden I realise that my jingle, I've been so busy talking to Michelle that that my 30 second jingle that I take for granted, it wasn't there. Most of the time Michelle always leaves it there. She's very good like that, but today she didn't. Anyway, I'll cope, I'm sure. Now, coming up on my show today, if you have just tuned in, you might as well learn that I'm going to be speaking about Brentwood Lighting Up Night with Lynn Heath from the French Quarter. In particular, we're going to be talking about that, but we're also going to just be discussing a little bit of retail in general, because Lynn is a local shop owner, and it will just be interesting to see things from her perspective as well. No doubt we'll probably be touching on the subject of shopping locally, which Lynn and I both feel very, very passionate about indeed. Also, I'll be bringing you regular travel updates, some local events, and please get in touch with me if you want to do so. You can tweet me, my name is Mindful2Move. You can also find me on Facebook, my name is Gabriella Clark, or you can email me here in the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com. It would be lovely to hear from you today on this Friday. I hope you enjoy the show, and here's Jamelia.
Try to pretend it don't hurt the way I pray someday that you will love me really, completely, just how I wanted it to be. But no, so wrong, can't believe I stayed with you so long.
You hit, you spit, you split every bit of me, yeah. You stole, you broke, you're cold, you're such a joke to me, yeah.
Near dead, just the way you wanted it. My soul, stone cold, 'cause I was under your control. So young, so dumb, knew just how to make me succumb. But I understand to
to make yourself feel like a man.
You hit, you spit, you split, ever repeat.
Those are my blessings that won't happen again.
FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's one lane closed and queuing traffic on the M11 northbound between Junction 8, that's the A20 Bishop Stortford, and Junction 9, the A11 Saffron Walden, because of an accident involving five cars and a lorry and a spillage on the road. Also, there's one lane blocked and queuing traffic on the A13 westbound in Basildon after the Five Bells interchange because of a broken down lorry. And again on the M25, there's slow traffic clockwise at the A282 Dartford River Crossing toll booths. Congestion is back to Junction 30, that's the A13 Lakeside. And you'll find that Wash Road here in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction. There are gas mains work on the A12 westbound in Harold Hill between Junction 11, the M25 Brook Street roundabout, and the Avenue Road Junction. You'll also find that Beaches Road in Chelmsford is closed in both directions between the A1016 Waterhouse Lane Junction and the Ashtree Crescent Junction because of roadworks. And the tubes look fine.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mummy, why does Nana sometimes forget things?
Nana has something called dementia, sweetie. It means that sometimes she forgets people's names or what she's doing. It can be a bit confusing, can't it?
Yes. But why does she have to move home?
She's moving to Aneisha Grange to be with people who can look after her properly. The carers there will spend time really getting to know Nana and find out what she likes doing best.
She likes gardening. Will she be able to do that?
You bet. They have a fantastic garden. I think Nana will feel much happier there.
Good. I like it when Nana's happy.
Aneisha Grange, the new care home in Billericay, opens this autumn. To view, call 658 529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
Join me, Jules Batazzi, for Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Whether you want to improve your fitness, discover complementary therapies, get the lowdown on the latest surgical breakthroughs, or simply hear all the latest news from the world of health, you'll find it all on Body Talk. It's the show that can inspire you and motivate you and maybe even change your life. That's Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Do you like listening to a range of old and new music? Do you like to know the hottest celebrity gossip? Do you like to hear about what our local celebrities are getting up to? If you answered yes to all of the above, then you were like In The Mix with me, Nikki Mills, every Saturday from 2 till 4. I will supply you with discussions, info on local events, some interviews and the occasional competition. That's In The Mix every Saturday from 2 till 4. See you then.
Phoenix FM.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Now, this evening at 4 o'clock and again at 7, there's Wake Up Don Quixote. The Actability Inclusive Theatre Company are presenting a magical young production for young people. And this will be held at the Brentwood Theatre following workshops in schools earlier on this year. This fascinating show is now embarking on a tour of theatres and is set to tour nationally next year. If you'd like to book tickets, you can call the box office on 01277 200305. And on Sunday the 30th of October at 10 to 12, there is an introductory orienteering event that starts at 10 a.m. by the Orienteering Havoc group. This will be held at the Thornland Country Park in the Avenue, Brentwood. Orienteering courses for all standards. Instruction is available for beginners. It's £6 per map and this includes timing, equipment hire. Have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com, and look under our events guide to find out more.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Phoenix 98 FM on Drive. I'm with you until 6. Joining me very, very shortly in the... Well, she's already joining me in the studio, but speaking to me very, very shortly is Lynn Heath from the French Quarter rounding Crown Street. We're going to be talking about local things, retail, and about the Brentwood Lighting Up Night as well. And that was the Beatles. That was From Me to You. Now, joining me in the studio is Lynn from French Quarter. Let's check I can hear you. Hello.
Hello, Gabs.
Right.
How are you?
I'm just going to if you just move it a little bit closer to you.
Oh, I'm going to do one thing closer. Before I move that closer.
There's a little present.
Oh, no. What, is that actually for me?
That's actually for you.
She didn't have to...
Soy wax candle.
Oh, Lynn's brought me a... Oh, that's lovely. Oh, is it for Phoenix, yeah?
It's for you specifically, yeah. But if you want to leave it at Phoenix Studio, you can.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
black cherry, so I hope you like black cherry.
We could do with, just...
A bit of fruit.
Yeah, and making it smell nice in here.
Yeah, it's quite a strong one.
Yes, and do you think, oh, wow,
it's
called black cherry and it smells amazing. Actually, I think I'm going to start eating it.
Like, it smells really, really delicious, doesn't it?
If you leave the lids off of your candles, Lynn, Do you find that the smell without even lighting them?
Yeah, don't even light it. Just leave it. Take the lid off. Put it beside you and you'll smell it. And it's all handmade locally.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow. Yeah. Okay, lovely. Thank you so much. That's we really right. appreciate that here at Phoenix, Lynn. That's lovely. Oh, and it could be an early moving present because you know we're moving.
I know, to the Brentwood Centre.
I know, to the Brentwood Centre.
Have you seen your new recording
No,
studio?
But I've heard it's much, much better. Well, I quite like, yes, no, I like where we are, but apparently, I don't really know much about radio, do I really? And so apparently it could be a lot better.
Really?
So I think when you don't know what it could be, you don't know what you're missing.
I'm glad you're not going too far. That's the main
thing.
Too far.
Thing.
We can
still
pop round there and have chats and things with you.
I know. Yeah, no, that would be good. It would be easy to pop down and easy to park.
Yes.
Very easy to park for
guests.
That's
true.
So where are we going to start today, Lynn?
Well, we can start. I thought we'd start with talking, getting people in the mood for Christmas. What
okay.
do you think?
Yeah.
So we can either talk about what's happening in Crown Street specifically. Maybe that's a good place to start, seeing as that's where my shop is. We're all getting our Christmas stock in at the moment. It's going to be really exciting this year in Crown Street.
I really want to know what. Do you know more about? Do you know what's coming in Crown Street from the other shop? From the other shops as well for Christmas.
Yes, well, I know some they're all getting their new Christmas stock in, and obviously for the clothing shops it'll be their autumn winter 11 collection of clothes. I've been advised that it's all trends this year is textures and things like that, so can't wait to see it all. I've got a gift shop, so obviously it's a bit different for me. But we're getting in some really lovely Christmassy bits from all my different suppliers. We've got some lovely Christmas candles coming in from Leni Bier, which is a lovely Danish company.
And they're scented, they're kind of,
Now the Leni Bier candles are not. It's not like that lovely handmade candle I've just given you there, the artisan candle. These are very much all about the look. They've got beautiful gold and silver candles. And the gold candles actually look like a cable knit.
Right, so this must be a new supply of candles.
I don't think you've seen these candles, Gabs. I know you're very familiar with mine.
I thought that you were selling two types of candle.
I am. Predominantly two types of candles. One is the melts, which is obviously all about the look and the smell, and they last forever. The artisan candles, which are gorgeous because they're made by a local Brentwood guy, and they're soy wax. And with soy wax, you don't get any black smoke.
Oh, wow.
And also they're in containers.
They were soy wax.
Yeah, soy
like
wax is good
that.
For that reason. And his, as you can see, are in containers. So if you're buying them
they're
for presents,
glass.
They're a little bit safer. Maybe if it's someone who's not used to looking after candles, and you must always look after the melts, put them on a plate and things like that, cut the wick short.
Yes, I was going to say, or if you don't want to have to then as an extra have to buy a stand, because some people will want to do that and some people won't.
That's right, it's that extra cost, but the artisans are all enclosed in jars, so they're relatively safe.
Good to go.
Yeah, exactly. But no, Leni Bier is where I get my lovely curtain voils from. They do lovely hurricane lamps and they're a beautiful company, but they bring out at Christmas time these gorgeous gold and silver candles, and they're just so highly kind of decorated, the actual candle. Unfortunately,
they're
so beautiful,
candles?
You don't want to light them.
Are they the ones that you put on the dinner table?
Not dinner party shape. They're a thicker candle.
Oh, they are thick, yeah.
They're a thicker candle. They do different sizes, but you'd use probably the shorter ones in the hurricane lamps, maybe, and then the bigger ones either in a larger hurricane lamp or just freestanding on a candle plate or something.
Describe
like
to people what a hurricane lamp is.
Oh, sorry. I say this as if everybody should know.
I know
no
what
reason
it is.
At all why you should. A hurricane lamp is just literally something that will you can keep a candle inside, so you can either have indoor hurricane lamps. So imagine a nice a candle holder but with a glass casing.
Yeah,
that could be called a hurricane lamp. Or you can have the ones that you would have hanging outside, which are completely enclosed.
Yeah,
so literally anything that you can put a candle inside of that is enclosed,
bit like a lantern,
if it's an outdoor lantern or a hurricane
hurricane lamp. Yeah.
Or a hurricane lamp. Yeah. Oh, wow. Lovely. Very, very, very Christmassy and festive.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So we've got lots of lovely bits like that in. Really beautiful Christmas tablecloths, again, by the same company. Just lots of lovely bits.
Now, gift-wise, let me know what you've got for the home, please.
Because for the home, well, apart from, obviously, all your candles and your candle holders, we do the tablecloths. We've got beautiful hand-embroidered voile kind of curtains that have come in if you want to make the house look really lovely for Christmas.
Are these new ones?
Well, I've always had the voiles, but they've run pretty low, so I've waited until they've got all their new fabrics in for this autumn and winter. So we've got some nice new colours in, different colours this season. We've got kind of pale lavenders and golds and creams, and they're just really lovely colours. We've got loads of little gifty bits for the house. Don't know where to begin, really. Loads and loads. You've got to come in and have a look. Got some new items for men this year.
All right.
Yeah,
oh,
we've got some new cufflinks.
Men are so difficult to buy for.
Men are really, really hard to buy for. I've been looking for different stuff for men, and I've managed to find a couple of bits. They haven't arrived yet, so you'll just have to watch this space. But they are a little bit different, a bit quirky.
Something that perhaps a man might not have been bought before.
Yeah, yeah.
And do they range in prices? You know, does it go from small to big? You know.
Yeah, I mean, on average, we've got some lovely novelty cufflinks that have come in, and they're £8.50 for a pair. And they will come nicely boxed and everything. So they're just really nice little stocking fillers. So yeah, lots of new bits coming in. Just bringing in, we've brought in some new decorations from Denmark. They're gorgeous. So I bring in something every week. I'm gradually bringing in more and more stock. Because it's quite a small shop, it's difficult to bring it all in at once.
Yeah.
So I bring a little bit in every week, so that every week the regulars come in, there's something new there for them.
And you also sell things to go on the wall, don't you? You sell mirrors and
you know my
pictures.
Stock better than me.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to sort of give people an idea of that there is such a range of things. And what would you...
The problem I do have is people don't realise I sell furniture.
I know,
this is a big problem for me, because they think it's just for display for all the gifts.
And it's not.
And it's not. No. Actually, everything in the shop is for sale, and you can buy wardrobes and beds and everything to match all the smaller pieces that I've got in there.
And you have brochures, don't you?
I have brochures, and I can email those out, and they've got all your measurements on, so you can make sure you've got space for things before you order them. And then we just have a couple of pieces from each range in the shop, so you can feel the quality of the furniture, open and close the drawers, etc.
Yeah, see,
it's just
better
to buy it from a shop. I think something like furniture, you really need to try it out in the shop rather than buying it on the internet.
Yeah, to know what it's going to work. Yeah. I have made the mistake with buying something on the internet that looked really, really nice, and I got it home, and I'm not even joking. As soon as I'd filled up a drawer, it was a chest of drawers, a chest of three drawers, and I filled up a drawer full, because that's what I expect to do with chests of drawers. I'm going to fill them full with clothes. I have a lot of clothes, you know, so I'm going to fill it right into the top. And I think it immediately, do you call it bowed? Where the shelf...
Was it a flat pack unit that you had
yes,
to put together?
Wasn't it? Oh. Yeah. But actually, I didn't put it together. My granddad did.
Oh, I should have... Not your dad.
But he probably would have done if I'd taken it to him, because he has helped me put together a futon before. But I think we were both as confused as each other.
Yeah.
I cannot stand flat packed. No offence if you do anything flat packed.
No, we don't. I don't know about unfortunately. If you need to have flat packed, that's the drawback. We don't.
You don't.
So basically,
brilliant.
Customers have to be quite aware
ready
of,
to use.
Yeah, how big the furniture is and whether we can get it up the stairs
to fit
or
it
the
around
turn
doors.
Of a lounge. So that's why we like to send out the brochures that's got all
the measurements
in it before we deliver the furniture to you.
Oh, right. Oh, okay then. Lovely. Okay. Was there anything else in that area?
Well, as far as Christmas presents are concerned, you've got to come really and see all the shops in Crown Street.
Yes.
Because they've all got something for everybody down there. So you've got your gift shop, but then you've got your lovely card shop next door to me. Then you've got three fantastic boutiques. Obviously, we've got our lovely hairdressers, beautician sound shop, cartridge world. We've kind of got something for everybody, dear.
You can even buy presents for your granny if she's into knitting.
You can, actually. That's the best shop. I know, it's the best
embroidery
shop.
Or even perhaps, like, you know, perhaps you need to fix, you know, an old cushion or something.
Yeah, and, well, even for our shops, you see, we're always running down there for ribbons,
yeah,
you know, for price tags or, you know, bits and pieces. And it's just, where can you find a haberdashery store these days?
They're just nowhere
to be found. They're like gold dust.
But they're not kind of, I don't think they're praised enough, We Three. If you're listening, We Three.
I hope they are.
I hope they are as well.
Sue's done wonders with that shop as well. She's expanded it and she's got a fantastic selection of silk wools and things in there now.
I think our local newspaper needs to do a story on it. Or maybe I've missed it. Have they done that recently?
Well, they have done a couple. Sue now does a couple of classes, I know, because my mother goes to the shop. She does one in the shop and one is actually in Starbucks, believe it or not.
Oh,
they
really?
Do a knitting class, which my mother attends. She loves it. So every other Wednesday, 10 till 12, and the girls go and sit at the end of Starbucks and they have chit chat and a coffee and they make things for charity.
That is fantastic.
It's fabulous. And then on a Thursday afternoon, relatively new in comparison to the knitting club, but they have a craft class.
Oh, right.
So, and they will actually sit in the shop and you can learn how to make different things. So I think I'm going to have to
get We Three on my show then in that case.
I think you should.
Lovely. I'm going to play a song and then we'll be talking to Lynn again after the song. Here is Snow Patrol.
waste a minute without you.
And that was Snow Patrol's Open Your Eyes here on Phoenix 98 FM, local community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. And still joining me in the studio is Lynn. We've just had a bit of a photo shoot, haven't we?
We did. It was exciting, wasn't it?
It was. Did you feel like a bit of a celeb?
I felt quite important then for the first time in my life.
Good. Just come a little bit closer to the microphone.
How's that?
It's okay. Yeah. No, that's fine. I just like to make sure I can hear you in my headphones.
Okay.
No, you're fine. So what are we talking about next?
Okay, well, I thought maybe we could just talk a little bit about the Lighting Up Night, what Brentwood has got planned for the 26th of November. I do have to make the point, firstly, and say I'm very disappointed that it's not Phoenix yourselves who are covering the whole event. It is actually going to be Essex Radio, but I'm hoping that we will benefit from this and maybe be able to get Phoenix FM down Crown Street, maybe even get Michelle singing for us as well, which would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. And I'm, as my listeners know, I'm holding a stall down Crown Street on that night.
Yes, we're all excited about that.
And I'm going to make sure that, obviously, along with my own flyer, I will be having some Phoenix stuff,
FM,
and if
great.
Anyone wants to come in and talk about, you know, Phoenix, if wants to come to my stall, come in. I said, but come to my stall and talk about it, or they're interested in coming in as a guest, whatever it is, they want to know anything about what we offer here at Phoenix, then they can just come up to me and find me in Crown Street. Do you know where you're positioning me yet, Lynn?
Oh, I think it's going to have to be kind of quite close to the hair company.
Yeah, so I can use the toilet.
So you can use the toilet. It's exactly.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You know my mind.
I have to just say, I would like to say a big thank you, seriously, to Phoenix FM, because if we ever do any fundraising or events in Crown Street, we've not long done one actually at the Sugar Heart, the Scissor Hands events, which they covered for us. They're always there supporting us and comparing whatever it is we ask them to do. Michelle has sung for us in the past and just been a really great support to us. So thank you, Phoenix.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, now I'll tell you a little bit more very quickly about the stalls that we're going to be having in Crown Street.
Oh,
because
yes,
what I
please.
Love about Crown Street, and I think most people know this now, is we really like to support local people. Now, the High Street is going to be full of lots of things down there. We close the road off from 12 till 6. So in fact, I think it's going to be longer hours than that. The road will actually be closed off, but the event is being held from 12 till 6. There'll be loads going on this year. I think Lucy Gill and Kim Anderson from Brentwood Council are doing a fantastic job organising it this year. We're having regular meetings about it, and they've got some real novelty acts as well as stalls, entertainers. I've got a whole long list here, but I'm not going to read them all out to you because there's far too many. They are going to be having goodie bags. There's going to be 3,000 goodie bags. So there's going to be the opportunity for any local businesses to participate in this goodie bag promotion. And the idea behind it is you pay £10 as a business. You can put promotional flyers or whatever you want to put into the gift bags. We're hoping that a very popular local shop will be providing these logoed goodie bags for us, but we'll keep you posted on that. So you can put all your promotional literature in there. They'll be handed out. Inside one of the 3,000 bags, there will be a golden ticket. So the opportunity will be there for someone to win, and I think that we've got some fantastic prizes given to us from places like Brentwood Karting and Fat Face, etc. There's also going to be a great treasure hunt as well for sort of age 13 upwards, that sort of age range. And again, we've got some prizes from places like Old MacDonald's Farm, Fitness First, so should be really good. Some fabulous street acts, stilt walkers, giant penguin family, can't wait to see them, ice fairy acrobats, break dancing Santas, a silver Christmas tree stilt walker, and Fred the remote control Christmas tree.
Wow.
So that's the kind of thing going on in the High Street. Now down Crown Street, it's much more, if you like, traditional and local based. So we've got a fabulous organic food store called Mindful to Move. Is that right?
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Mind.
Have I got it right there?
The Mindful to Move is my Twitter name.
Is your Twitter name?
It will be
so
called. It's Mind Health Movement.
Mind Health Movement. So sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay, we've got another lovely lady called Margaret. Her company is Homefair, and it's very unhealthy.
Well, good. No, that's fine.
It's pies and cakes. Margaret's helped us out in the past.
Because she won't take any of my customers. So it's fine.
Okay, we've got, and I'm sure a lot of people will know who this is that I'm talking about. We've got the Cookery Angel.
Hooray! Yep, Linda, that would be
Linda Edmonds.
Brilliant as well.
She does a nice, gorgeous Tipsy Cupcakes.
Yep.
Fabulous. We've got a fabulous local supplier called Claire McInnes. Her company is Beautiful Things, and this lovely poppy that I'm wearing.
Oh, yeah, that is from her company.
Handmade by her. So if anyone wants a designer poppy, Claire's your girl. We've got Little Black Cat, who I think you interviewed last week, Louise. Oh no!
Oh no! She is.
No, you've done the rabbit. We've got her as well.
Oh yes, we've got Running Rabbit Arts and Crafts.
Thank you. Yeah,
oh,
Louise
good.
Will be
it
there.
Wasn't too late for her to join. That's nice. I sent her around to ask
no,
you.
She's,
I said,
she'll
go and
be
ask
joining
Lynn.
Us. She'll be joining us. And Kirsty from Little Black Cat will be there. We've got Trace Stell. Now she's a local girl, but she's got an Italian store, and it's Italian oils, olive oils, and Italian nibbles. Can't wait. She's definitely going there.
I think I know this person.
Do you?
Is she ever at the Ingrave Market? If it is,
maybe.
Is she Italian herself?
I don't. She doesn't look Italian, but that's not to say.
Have you spoken to her?
From yeah.
Oh yeah.
She doesn't sound Italian.
Oh. Oh, maybe it's a different one. I'm not sure. Oh, we'll see.
On the 26th, we've got a chestnut guy, we've got soaps, etc., which is handmade organic soaps. We've got the Giggly Pig, who you've probably seen at the vintage fair. We're hoping to have a Jamie at Home lady selling, obviously, Jamie Oliver products.
Yep.
And we are really looking forward to having the Hopefield donkeys. They're going to be in the little car park opposite We Three. So if anyone would like to come along and help us decorate that, maybe do it up as a manger for the youngsters, that would be fabulous.
Okay.
So as you can see, it's all local people, and we've also got a great coffee seller down there. He's only just started this business, so we're really happy to promote him. It's called Lavazza Coffee, and he'll be set up down there selling lovely Italian coffees as well.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Got a bit of everything.
Lovely. Right. Yeah, no, I think that's really good. Was there anything else that you wanted to say? Anything else you wanted to cover?
Well, I think we've covered quite a lot there.
Really, what I'm trying to get across is that Crown Street has got a lot to offer, and Brentwood, there are a lot of local businesses, and probably exactly the same can be said for Billericay. You know, support your local shops and use them, because your local shops are normally owned by local people.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really good to support them, and there is a lot out there on offer. You just, sometimes you might need to have to, you know, walk a little bit further, you know.
Break away
and
from
find
your routine
it.
Shopping.
Yes, and break away from this there and everywhere, and you know, go down the small streets, have a look, and it might mean walking around and getting some exercise at the same time.
Yeah.
But
I just say as well, I think
good.
What's really important is if traders work together. I know it's hard
yeah,
out there at the
that's
moment,
true.
But I think where Crown Street's strength is that we've really gelled as a road. We work together. We've taken on a fabulous lady called Laurie Edmonds, who has a company called Local by Social, and she's doing all our promotional work for us. Now that includes
Laurie is going to be coming in to
Twitter,
speak about
yeah,
her work,
Facebook,
which will be fantastic.
And we've got a website as well that she's set up for us, Crown Street Brentwood. So everybody look on it, please, because it's great. Gives you blogs about local fashion and all sorts on there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you.
I hope you'll come again
Loved
in the future.
It.
That would be fantastic. I'm going to have to bring you the travel now before I run out of time to do everything.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's one lane closed and queuing. Traffic on the M11 northbound between Junction 8, that's the A20 Bishop Stortford, and Junction 9, the Saffron Walden, because of an accident involving five cars, a lorry, recovery work and a spillage. Queuing traffic on the A13 westbound in Basildon after the Five Bells interchange because of an earlier broken down vehicle. There's slow traffic on the M25 clockwise between Junction 29, that's the A127, and A282 QE2 Bridge. Ongar Road in Brentwood is busy but moving southbound at the A10-23 junction. Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road junction and the Prospect Way junction. There's gas mains works on the A12 westbound in Harold Hill between Junction 11, that's the M25, and the Avenue Road junction. Major road works also on the A13 in South Benfleet at the Saddlers Farm roundabout.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Radio advertising really does work. And here at Phoenix FM, our sales team are geared to helping you get your message across to your customers. Research shows that people do not switch off or turn over to avoid radio advertising, and so are available to listen to any message that is creative, relevant, and perhaps intriguing. Radio advertising is also one of the most cost-effective ways of promoting your business. And here at Phoenix, we'll guide you to the best value approach for you, whether it's spot advertising or sponsoring a show. Remember, radio is a friend and it can work for you at surprisingly economical rates. Call Phoenix today on 01277 849931 and let us help you spread the word.
Every Monday evening at 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, tune in to the Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. Because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the all unknown for you. If you like something a bit different, though, then the Interesting Alternative Show could well be for you. Every Monday night from 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, the Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
Dressed to the nines with hair to match.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Wednesday the 2nd of November to Saturday the 5th at 8 o'clock company, the Brentwood Operatic Society are presenting this at the Brentwood Theatre, 15 Shenfield Road, Brentwood. Tickets cost £12 to £16 and you can phone the box office on 01277 200305 or you can visit our website allthews.phoenixfm.com for more details.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton, your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
A massive thank you to my guest for coming in to speak about local business and stalls, things leading up to Christmas. It was lovely to have her on to share the community spirit with, definitely. Right, here's some more music.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 3, St Paul's Cathedral is open for business again. The famous landmark was closed for a week due to the anti-capitalist protest outside. The City of London Corporation say legal action will be taken to move the 200 tents from the public highways. Hundreds of people attended a special service this lunchtime. Canon Michael